RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Tim. Was back in the saddle last night. It's kind enough to also, he has like these homemade Christmas treats that Tim Roy will bring in every single Christmas. He's got he's suited and booted, got a special tie on, and Tim Roy, during Kerr's pregame presser, was walking around handing out treats.
Oh, really? So like what kind, like Rice Krispie treats or chocolates, or what are we doing?
No, there were these chocolates. I'm going to be honest. I was thanking him so much for allowing me to sit in his seat.
Yeah,
and I was trying to figure out what to say next in congratulations about his grandchild. That when he told me what the treat was, I kind of lost track. But I had one, and it was really good. It was like this chocolate stuffed with, I don't know, kind of like this caramel filling.
Ooh.
It was really good.
Almost like a turtle. Was there any nuts in there?
No. Okay, no, but it was
chocolate caramel.
Delectable.
He just keeps on giving you gifts.
I know, seriously. Yeah, that's
true. But he gets
true.
Them in return. He's got a brand new grandchild.
So yes. Good yes. For him, man. Yeah, which he posted on social media. Was good to see. Was back last night for the Warriors, who won 10-point victory against the Mavericks. They're now 3 in a row. First time they've won 3 games. Officially a winning streak. Curry said that the other day. He said we're on a 2-game winning streak. No, you're not. Now
I thought they did win 3 in a row before.
Well, they have before, but I'm saying Curry after the Orlando game said it's a 2-game win streak. That's not a win streak.
Yeah, no.
It's just back to back wins.
It's 2 in a row.
Yeah, it's 2 in a row. Now we are on a win streak.
Right.
The famous Lou Brown line from Major League.
That's what they call a winning streak. It has happened before.
It has happened before to the Warriors, just not in like a month.
God. Come on, man.
Dude, they literally were 500 every other game, it felt like, for 2 straight weeks. This is maddening.
I mean, again, you look at it, and again, loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, 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 win, loss. Like, now you know why they were 500 for so long.
Well, you know, you've been a fan of teams that have been 500, not just...
I've been a fan of teams that were worse than 500 for a long time.
Yeah, but in a way, I feel like it's easier to be... Not easier to be a fan, but it's easier to...
Be self-loathing?
Yeah, just like you can embrace it. When your team stinks, you don't have to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
You can look towards the future. Maybe there's a couple of fun stories on the roster of guys you're not expecting. Like, on a bad team, there's a lot more of those Pat Spencer weeks than there are you just being pissed off because you don't know whether your team that's supposed to be good is all of a sudden now just really mid.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, I grew up Knicks fan, so Langston Galloway, wherever you are, I love you. But it's players like that who I just had to watch. Not that he was I don't think he was a bad player. But, I mean, we got guys that were too old. We had Andrea Bargnani at one point. Like, I get the type of fan that is watching this. And I honestly feel like Warrior fans don't know how to feel about this because it's been, over a decade since, you know, they've had a roster that really doesn't look as good as it as they're used to seeing of recently.
Well, I do think that it's not just that they're used to rooting for a team that's really good, but the players that were a part of those teams that were really good are still on the team. And one guy in particular, Steph Curry, is still playing really well. He's still averaging 28 points a game. In fact, for the first time this season, because he went 2 of 10 last night from 3, his percentage from distance has dipped under 40%. So Steph isn't shooting it well as of late, although weirdly, he always kind of stinks on Christmas. I don't know what it is.
He's mentioned that. He's talked, didn't he say that before? Like, what was it? Was it 15 or 16 or 17, 18?
Well, they always used to play the Cavs.
The Cavs, right?
They always play the Cavs on Christmas.
Yeah, I never do well, but. So.
No, I don't know why. Maybe he's you know, was out the night before, staying up, getting presents, gift wrapping, you know, his mind's on other things.
Have they usually played at home? I feel like they have.
Yeah, usually. I mean, Typically they play at home. Last year they're at home against the Lakers. I want to say there was one year they were on the road. But when they were winning, it's like the champ plays at home.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just how it goes. But they have played for now, is it 12 straight Christmases? I don't know.
Really?
Well, so yesterday when... 13 straight. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach Green's here, everybody. So, When I was talking to some people who have covered the team for a long time, you know, Christmas Day is just a work day. It's a regular work day. There's some presents in the morning, maybe dinner afterwards, but you don't really get to do Christmas. In fact, if you do, you probably do it on Christmas Eve. So, I think the reason for that is because the Warriors just played on Christmas for every single day for what feels like my entire adult life.
Yeah, especially when you're on the road, too. I mean, you go back and try to do it even today, I guess so. Maybe Sunday you kind of make it a big event. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know do you think... This isn't really like a hard-hitting question, but do you think they'll play on Christmas next year based off of, like, you know, this roster? And
as long as Curry's on the team, they will be okay. Playing on Christmas.
Okay.
The bigger question that I have about this team is this the start of the run that we've been looking for the entire year? Because they started out 4-1, and then they lost 4 of 6. Pardon me, 4 of 5. They win 3 in a row in San Antonio. They hit their high water mark at 9-6, 3 games above .500. They respond by losing 4 of their next 5. They even win back-to-back games. Cleveland, Chicago, that's the Pat Spencer experience. They lose 3 in a row after. Now they're back to a winning streak. To me, Ken, the question about the Warriors right now is what's going to be different now than was up until this point? Like, what do you think is going to be different about this stretch here than what we've seen so far from this team?
Honestly, from what I saw yesterday, they were moving the ball really well. And I feel like getting Jimmy Butler involved more, I've heard you guys, you know, talk on the station about how does Jimmy Butler impact this team a little more? Because when he first came here, it was like, oh, things were just clicking. Now they have a discourse. Now they can't win more than 3 in a row.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
I think getting Jimmy Butler more involved, trusting players like Moses Moody, DeAnthony Melton, I mean, just shooting the ball better, right? Like, I feel like the consistency of them, of their shooting, is just like, they're consistently inconsistent at times, even with Pods, even with Moody, even with Post. I think in order for them to get on the right track and stay on the track, they just have to be, again, keep saying it, but they just have to get more consistent. And I like the fact that Jimmy Butler can kind of be the field general, but also take it yourself if need be. Be the aggressor when you find the right moment.
Well, now you got me thinking. You said last segment something along the lines of, was the Draymond Kerr argument, was that a good thing for Golden State?
Yeah, I mean,
do you think it was a good thing for Jimmy Butler? Because he says he likes confrontation. He feeds off of conflict.
I mean, I kind of like that he said that, and maybe he does.
He's turned on by confrontation.
I mean,
it's a weird thing to admit.
Not to, because I've definitely answered your question, but like there was a moment where he was faced off against Cooper Flagg at mid range. Makes a move, gets past him, probably could have taken the bucket and then shot it out to Pods in the corner who hit the three. Like, that's the kind of thing I really want to see. And if he's got the ability, just take it yourself, dude. And maybe that discourse, he knows how to play in a toxic environment. Maybe after the fact that, even though I guess with it kind of happening before Christmas, before the season really starts, even though it happened then, at least now, okay, fresh start. We're just a game above 500. It's a new season altogether. This is what we can do. This is how we can feed off of that. Feed off the discourse.
I'm generally of the belief that talent, no matter what, is going to win out. But I think for a team like the Warriors, that's the second oldest in the league, with a lot of guys who have played in a lot of Decembers, or you know, been around the block. You need things to kind of to light the flame, to just incite some passion. Like I think the Warriors have just been like their top players have not been good enough because they're either been in, they've been out. But I just don't think these games are ultimately important enough at this stage of the season for Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry. That sort of argument the other night against Orlando, to me, absolutely could be seen as a turning point, because it's like now that there's some sort of juice, there's some sort of added motivation. Like I remember when the best team that I've worked for was in 2019. It was a double A team with the Tigers, and there was a lot of talented players on that team. Thank you. There was 7 first round picks, six of them ended up making the show for the Tigers.
Raleigh Green was there.
No, Riley Green wasn't on that team, but Tarek Skubal was on that team. Tarek Skubal was...
Sorry to jump you there.
No, he was really, really good.
Future Giant.
Oh, boy.
They're saying they're going to trade him, so...
Listen, if we want to get nuts today, let's just do that.
And by the way, hey, San Francisco Giants, spend more money this offseason than the Pittsburgh Pirates and we can talk. Because it hasn't happened yet. That's a fact. Back to my story. So, that team had all the talent in the world, but they would... There was like this internal tussle between the head coach or the manager and all the players. And the manager would constantly find ways. This is just his style. Rebello would always do things to get under his players' skin. And it would kind of borderline on putting them down. Like what he would do is he would, if they didn't play well or a guy was asking about playing time, he just wouldn't post the starting lineup. Or he would post it in places like the laundromat. He would post it in the bathroom. He would put it in urinals. He would put it on the ceiling of the trainer's room.
I don't want to find the lineup where I'm going to be batting in the urinal, man.
But it's a symbol for this is how you're playing right now.
Yeah, I like that.
He would post these obtuse stats, you know, the WRC pluses, these analytics. He would just leave them in players' lockers when they were doing poorly. this is what you're hitting against lefties, which is 050. That's why you're not in the lineup today. That kind of stuff. However, a lot of these players, again, who were first-round talents, he knew he wasn't going after the underlings. He wasn't going after the guys that he knew weren't going to make it. He would go after the players who he felt like had different levels to get to because those were the most talented guys on the team. It was the best team that I've ever seen. Like, every single week, even if they had a stinker or a bad series, they would always respond. And I feel like it was because the manager found ways to kind of use conflict to just constantly light flames under them.
Yeah.
Again, that's a minor league team. We're talking about the NBA here. But I do feel like that's what we saw a little bit of between Kerr and Draymond, where they just needed something to just give them a kick in the ass. They've been lifeless for 30 games. And although Draymond Green did walk out on his team, and I'm not a super fan of that sort of behavior, to your point, maybe that kind of conflict is what the Warriors have been missing.
I mean, it's funny you say that too, because like I don't feel like Steve Kerr is the kind of guy who wants to piss off his players. But if, let's say he did, because it could look that way, because what did Draymond do? Like, I'm sorry, when did he get kicked out? The second quarter? First quarter?
Oh, the Suns game?
No. I'm sorry. When he walked off.
That was in the 8:30 in the third.
In the third, okay.
But it was on the heels of the game where he did get kicked out.
Got you, right. And he had one turnover. He had one turnover. And are we to speculate that maybe he said something about that turnover? We don't know. That ignited something? We don't know. But maybe the other guy saw that and it's like, okay, well, he wants to walk it off. Listen, I'm going to motivate myself to get out there and do something that maybe Draymond can't do right now. And it's interesting because it's like, I never thought Kerr would be that kind of guy that would try to piss off his players. But if you're going to piss somebody off, I guess Draymond would be the number one person you'd want to.
But it's interesting, though, because I don't feel like going at Draymond Green is necessarily... It's not going to get Draymond to all of a sudden play like 2015 Dre or the 2017 Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think that's necessarily what he's going for. Like, Draymond didn't... I don't think he played particularly well last night.
Right.
He was the worst on the team in terms of plus-minus. He's now... I'll just say this. Draymond Green has never had a month like this since the 2020 season. And what I mean by that is, you can like plus-minus or hate it all you want. That's a stat that has sort of built up Draymond Green because... He's not a dude who scores 20 a night. He's not a dude who gets, at least anymore, triple-doubles as frequently as he used to. Plus-minus is where his value lies. He has been a minus every single game the month of December.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it now.
Every single game.
You're right. He was minus 9 last night. And you know who was plus 14 was Jimmy Butler. It was actually the best in the starting rotation. And he had two more turnovers than Draymond Green did. But he offers more. So obviously that number is not gonna falter on him.
Well, it's also because the guys in the second unit were primarily the ones who were leading the charge. The Horfords, the Meltons, the Pods, the TJDs. You know, I thought Moses played well again last night. But like Curry and Draymond might have been the two worst guys on the team last night. If we're being honest, it was about the role players and. The Warriors last night looked like they actually had role players because Curry kind of stunk by Curry's standards, and I don't think Draymond Green was very good either.
Yeah, you guys were talking about when you and Steiny were hosting a couple of days ago. You guys mentioned like you know it should be like hockey. I love that idea. Just run the rotation out like hockey. If once you're off defense, Draymond come out and let an offensive guy get out there. But you're right. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers now. We had, one, two, three? We had four guys off the bench score at least 10 or more, and their field goal percentage looks solid to me. I mean, Al Horford, obviously, 4 for 6. D'Anthony Melton, 2 for 7. But, again, 16 points in 24 minutes, I'll take that any day. And, you know, I asked you, I was like, you know, does he trust enough? Maybe he just trusts these guys, and it has to just be more than two or three guys. He's got to trust five or six guys in certain amount of time. You don't get, you want more minutes? You're not going to get it right now. I just have to kind of wait and see what I can do with you.
I don't think it's that Steve Kerr doesn't trust young players. He just doesn't trust enough of them at the same time. Like, if you notice throughout their careers, he's trusted at points Moody and Kuminga, but they've rarely been out there like together. He doesn't want them on the floor at the same time because he can only trust one of them at a time.
Like Pods and Moody, right? Are they
Pods even... and Moody, I think, are in his good graces.
Yeah, but do they play enough with each other? Like
they do, but they not do. A ton.
Yeah.
You will rarely see, because we talked about earlier, I think the three young players that Kerr trusts right now are Moody, Pajemski, and Richard. You will not see them out there together a ton.
No.
And some of that is, you know, Pods and Richard are both guards. But I think a lot of it is Kerr only has right now room for so much leash with those young players. And he just ain't going to... He ain't going to be coaching a bunch of 23, 24-year-olds, and they're not going to be on the floor together.
Yeah, I mean... And it's what kind of sucks because you have some real breakout moments for, you know, like Will Richard when he had that 20-point game. I mean, that's a breakout moment for a player like that. He had some huge, what was that, Denver game early on, their home opener. Huge stop and pops, you know, getting the rebounds, making defensive plays. And then it's like, all right, I'll see you in the next, like, week or so. Like, I kind of, you know, I want more of that. And if they're going to be the 500 team that they are right now, that's fine. But let's show. I just want to see more showcase. Let's just showcase guys.
Well, you can't showcase guys and expect to win games. That's the other thing I think we've learned. And
it's because of Curry. It's all because of Curry, right? Because you're talking about the system. Curry is the system. So either you work with it or you don't.
Yeah, but last night he didn't have to be the system. I mean, he hasn't shot it particularly well the last few games. The last time he had an explosive scoring performance was against Portland, and that was the game where they lost, that he hit 12 threes. You know, I think the last couple games, sure, opponent absolutely matters, but they're finding other guys that are contributing. You know, so to your point about settling into rotation and giving guys those minutes consistently, I think Trayce Jackson-Davis is exhibit A of that. And people don't think a lot about TJD because he's, on most nights, the third center on this team behind Post and Horford. But Kerr still found time for him. He played more last night than Al Horford did. And it's because I think Kerr has... The team's winning, number one, and he's trying to reward him for playing well, which he has. So it's like... I know there's a lot of frustrations with these rotations and... You know, guys not getting consistent tick, but it's like, I think he's beginning to find some rhythm there. And it's as much because he's trusting some of these dudes as they're rewarding his trust. Like Al Horford last night, Kerr didn't have to play him. You know, he was going to go with that two-center combo of Post and TJD, threw Horford in, and Horford knocked down four threes in the first quarter. It's like, that kind of stuff I just don't think has been happening a ton. And I'm sure it makes it difficult to figure out who you want to play.
I know. And again, it's because it's not just about, you know, having the right guys, especially with size. I mean, can they play defense, but can they offer also something offensively? Because that's something that this lineup, the starting rotation has had issues with. You know, obviously you're going to have Curry. I don't know what he's averaging right now, but it's at least, what, 24, 25 at this point? And then you have Jimmy Butler, who's never really been kind of like a, you know, I don't really think of offense when I think of Jimmy Butler. You know, I think he's averaging around like 17 to 19. Again, I'm not a stats guy when it comes to that, but, you know, I think that's what Kerr really wants to have within these other younger players is just like, yes, you obviously are a defensive sound person, but can you get me 10? Can you get 10 points? Can you get me buckets? Can you get me offensive rebounds? I feel like offensive rebounds are something that the Warriors like really struggle with. Second chance points, especially, just that, and that's really what a lot of the better teams they kind of live off of is getting. I mean, you look at the OKCs and the Knicks and all the things like that. those second, you look at their second chance point stats, it's remarkable because that is how you beat a team, or it's a facet of how you beat a team. And I think the Warriors sometimes have issues getting those extra boards.
Yeah, I mean, I also think you brought up something about Jimmy, and that's important. Last night, that's a Butler game where I think he did something that was apparent and that we have to discuss, but we got to get into on the other side. It's about the role that Jimmy Butler played and how that sort of overlaps with someone else, because I thought it was pretty glaring. And I think, honestly, it was the reason why the Warriors won in the way that they did last night, which was just kind of controlling the basketball game to an extent to where they won by 10 points. All right, 126-116 was the final score as we step aside here. Steiny and Guru, Evan Giddings and Ken Littrell in for Steiny and Goo. We'll be back for a short segment after this. All right, that segment was sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. We're also taking your calls here on Boxing Day at 888-957-9570. If you want to talk about Christmas, if you want to talk about the Christmas Day game, we're also going to get into the Niners coming up in just a little bit, who got a big Sunday night matchup with the Chicago Bears. All ahead here on 95.7 The Game. And a reminder that this is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
On January 1st, tolls will go up on all bridges except the Golden Gate. These funds will be used to maintain and rehabilitate the Bay Area's 7 state-owned bridges. Learn more at bayareafasttrack.org.
Kohl's clearance deals are so good, you might want to brace yourself before you shop, because up to 70% off can do things to you. Sudden goosebumps, racing pulse, involuntary gasping at prices. You may even feel the uncontrollable urge to brag to someone, anyone, even Deb, the checkout lady who's seen it all day. Don't worry, that's just the thrill of Kohl's clearance. Shop it now in-store and online. Select styles, some exclusions apply.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.